Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. 12 minutes past 4 o'clock, hour number 2 on this Monday edition, which is extended by an extra half hour. We'll take you right up to 6:37 tonight. And then it's time for Indians warm-up, Tribe taking on the New York Yankees in the Bronx tonight. Corey Kluber on the slab for the Tribe. Well, you know, I'll look for any excuse to talk some wrestling. And we have David Tower from Maximum Assault Wrestling in studio with us right now. And David, I apologize for saying your last name incorrectly earlier. If there's anybody that I don't want to upset, it would be a pro wrestler. So David Tower is with us. David, thanks so much for coming in the studio. How are you?
I'm great. I'm feeling good. Feeling really good to be here.
Well, of course, you guys have an anniversary show coming up on September 16th, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. But we'll begin by talking about Maximum Assault Wrestling. Tell us all about this federation, the history of the organization, how it got started, and what sets it apart.
What sets it apart is the only company in the state of Ohio that does lucha libre action, which is like the Mexican style, and then Ring of Honor hard hitting. It's like it's incredible. If you go to one of our events, you'll be able to witness what we're talking about. It's been around 6 years. This is a 6-year anniversary. I think that what sets it apart is the characters of Maximum Assault Wrestling. You can't really go see Cisco Silver somewhere or myself because we don't wrestle everywhere. So we're very selective. You know what I'm saying? So it makes it awesome. It makes it like we have a great following right now on the Maximum Assault Wrestling page on Facebook. And it makes it amazing. Lucha Libre is way better than I think that American wrestling where I started American. But Lucha Libre is just amazing.
And I want to get to your history as well here. We'll probably go back and forth on this quite a bit here. But you were telling me when you came into the studio that you've been wrestling for 15 years?
15 years. I was 13 years old when I started in Cleveland, Ohio, on the west side of Cleveland. That's a long story. I'm sure we'll get to that. But it's amazing. It's amazing. Nothing's ever accomplishable in wrestling. You always accomplish something and you want to accomplish more and keep accomplishing goals and goals and goals is never enough.
So at 13, you said, right?
Yes.
That's when you first got your start. What was it that really drew you into it initially?
The Rock.
Okay.
I think everybody loves The Rock, right? I used to go to school and I used to do the little people's eyebrow. And it was The Rock. It was my idol's The Rock. And then it became Eddie Guerrero later on and then Rey Mysterio, who I've had the privilege of meeting. But yeah, it was all about The Rock.
I was going to ask you, you bring up the Lucha Libre. It seems like it's sort of hitting its peak here in the United States. People are trying to, or they are picking up on it a little bit more. It seems because of guys like Rey Mysterio Jr. who went through the ranks and kind of introduced it to all the wrestling fans out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lucha Underground, they're on Netflix now. Yeah, it's just become amazing. AAA in Mexico, you know, you just got to follow the heritage. It's like I said, it's way funner when you see a guy flip than just doing a regular suplex, you know.
Sure.
It gives you more emotions. It gives you more excitement.
Is that sort of what drew you into that style as opposed to the American style?
Yeah, well, my deal is this. I'm 300 pounds and I'm flying all over the ring. They're going crazy.
I bet.
So what you mentioned it was The Rock that kind of drew you in there. Do you remember the first professional match that you ever had?
Yeah, actually, I was it was at this company, CWA in Cleveland. Shouldn't even say that name on this radio station. However, I wrestled a guy named Bull Miller. This guy's like 40 years old, and I'm 13 years old in the ring, and I won.
Jeez,
so that's amazing, right?
Wow.
So that's how it started.
So over the course of the past 15 years, you know, how do you think your career has evolved from day one as a 13-year-old guy wrestling somebody who's 40 and been around the business for a while? How has your career changed throughout those last 15 years?
Like I said, there's nothing ever accomplishable in professional wrestling. So like every year you want to change your look. You want to come up with this new wrestling gear and you want to draw this up. And it just becomes more exciting. You know what I'm saying? Every year it changes. Every year there's something different to accomplish. You want to do this. You want to do that. You want to wrestle this guy. I've had the privilege of wrestling many, many stars, which we'll talk about this soon as we keep going. But yeah, it's just every year it changes. You want to be this. You want to be that. You want to continue to do this and you want to continue to do that.
David Tower of Maximum Assault Wrestling is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. They've got an anniversary show coming up on September 16th at St. John's Gym. And you were telling me earlier, too, about some of the big names that you've brought in the past. And I kind of want to pull the curtain back a little bit to talk about that process. You mentioned that, you know, having Chavo Guerrero over the summertime was really, really cool. You know, that's one of the guys you grew up watching. Talk about just how cool that is to bring someone like that in and meeting them for the first time.
I'll tell you some cool stories here. So it all started with EC3, then it became Carlito Caribbean Cool, then it went to Billy Gunn, Chavo Guerrero Jr., and it kept going. But I'll tell you a really cool story. Eddie Guerrero was born in El Paso, Texas, right? El Paso Coliseum is where he originally started professional wrestling. He was 12, 13, 14 years old. So the day that I had Chavo Guerrero here, it was July 8th, and we were at the Ivy in Lorain, Ohio. He wrestled against Laredo Kid for the MAW World Championship in Gringo Loco. We flew from here, me on the same airplane with this man, to El Paso, Texas, his hometown. I watched Eddie Guerrero's DVD, which was Cheating, Death, Stealing Life, right? And everything that I witnessed watching on DVD and a DVD player, I seen it in real life. It was surreal. I went to wrestle in El Paso Coliseum in front of 3,000 people. I did a backflip. Listen to me. I've never heard that many. It sounded like there was 20,000 people in that building when I did that backflip. They were like, holy crap, you know? I was like, it was so amazed. Just that weekend, I would never change that weekend for nothing. Like I said, I'd love to do something like that again.
Wow, that sounds like a really awesome experience. Yes. I mean, just all the elements involved in that equation, that makes it sound really, really awesome. Well, you guys also kind of bill yourselves as family fun entertainment, correct?
Fun, family friendly. We sell concessions. You come in, you buy your nachos, your pizza, your pop. You sit there, you watch wrestling, you know. You have a great time, sports entertainment. And like I said, the excitement is Lucha Libre.
Absolutely. Really, really cool stuff. And again, the anniversary show coming up on September 16th. You mentioned this is the sixth year for Maximum Assault Wrestling, right?
Yes, 6 years of anniversary, yep.
Now let's talk about Maximum Assault Wrestling and how that has evolved. I mean, you mentioned your career's been going on for 15 years, but you launched this thing 6 years ago. How has it changed over the course of the last 6 years?
Well, when I first started running, we started running in small buildings. I can name this to you. We did a show at the Salvation Army 6 years ago. I only had 10 people in the crowd. I said, oh, man, this can't be this good. This can't be this great of promoting wrestling. So I come back. I took a break. I'm like, how can I draw? You know what I'm saying? So I started getting sponsors involved. Went to the Puerto Rican home. That's where it really took to go up. You know what I'm saying? So when we was at the Puerto Rican home in Lorain, we started to draw 150. That's all you could fit in that building. So we started to pack that every month. 150, 150, 150. Then we went to St. Francis Caprini Parish. 250, 250, 250. Then we just started going up, and it just started, and the people keep supporting it, and they love it. They love Maximum Assault Wrestling. Our Spanish population, you know what I'm saying? They love it. They just love it.
What's the process when you're putting together a show like your anniversary show? I mean, from finding the venue, does it start there, and then you set the date based on that?
Yeah, you set the date with the venue. Then you start to book the wrestlers. Once you start to book the wrestlers, you start to put the graphic design together, which is the flyers. You get the sponsors, obviously. Then you just start putting it all together, and then you just start to promote, like what I'm doing here with you guys talking about it.
Sure.
And then you just start to promote, and you promote your flyer. I was at the Lorain County Fair. I was flying there. I think I passed out about 3,000 flyers. So you can't be scared to walk. You can't be scared to promote the event. You want to be successful at something. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it, and you just keep grinding.
How do you guys work the fight card? Do you ask the wrestlers who they want to fight? Do you have an idea, okay, these two would match up great?
Those are ideas are for the promoters, which is one. I'm one of them, and
sure.
Then there's another person. And then I just put my ideas together, who would be good. Like, for example, our main event for Saturday, September 16th, would be the current X Division champion of Impact Wrestling, which is Sanjay Dutt, versus our own, which is a current MAW World Heavyweight Champion and Impact Wrestling superstar who's under contract with Impact Wrestling, which is Laredo Kid. So Laredo Kid and Sanjay Dutt has never met one-on-one in the ring, so this is a first time ever, and if you miss this, you're gonna miss one of the best wrestling matches of your life.
David Tower of Maximum Assault Wrestling is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's dive deeper here into the anniversary show. How many cards are going to be on, or how many matches are going to be on the card, and what kinds of details can you share on this show?
We're going to have a huge battle royal for the number one contender to the MAW World Championship, but there's 8 matches on the show, including myself. I'll be in action teaming up with my tag team partner, Johnny Dynamite Jr., where the Puerto Rican Wrecking Crew will be taking on To Infinity and Beyond, which is former WWE superstar Colin Delaney and Chachi. So that's a big, huge tag team match for the tag team straps. And then, and many, many matches. Like I said, talked about Cisco Silver, which is my number one student right now. He's a Lorraine High graduate. He used to wrestle for Lorraine High. He did college wrestling. This kid is just amazing, amazing. Cisco Silver, amazing, amazing, amazing.
David, I want to ask you, because I used to be big into wrestling, read The Rock's book, read McFoley's book, and it was fascinating to get their different takes. It seems like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, was very into the crowd response to the things he did, whereas McFoley, I remember reading his book, he enjoyed the fact that guys credited him so well with taking the falls as well as he did. What about you? What is it for you that really brings wrestling into your world and makes you think, this is what I need to be doing?
The Rock, the way he talks on the mic from when I used to watch him was the way, you know, the Rock bottom, the people's elbow. Mick Foley, talking about Mick Foley here, Mick Foley's amazing, man. You know, when you get, it's just like Shane McMahon, you get thrown off a cage, a 17 to 18 foot high cage, and you get right back up the next day. You got to have some serious guts.
Do you guys train guys as well?
Yes. I have 2 students, right, that graduated from my school. Nick Vinewood and Cisco Silver. Obviously, the rest didn't make it. Sometimes that happens in life, and not everything is made for anybody, you know. I think Conor McGregor is the man, though.
So what would you say is the biggest obstacle, like for any kid that's out there that thinks that they want to do this, what would you say is the biggest challenge or the biggest hurdle you need to leap in order to kind of get to that next level?
You just got to have heart, got to be strong, and just gotta believe in yourself. You know, everybody else is gonna believe in you, but you gotta believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, I don't think you can't accomplish nothing in life.
Again, the Maximum Assault Wrestling anniversary show is on Saturday, September 16th. Ticket prices for this: there's general admission, and there's also front row VIP seats, right?
Yeah, front row VIPs get you in early at 6:00. You get to meet the stars. Those are $25. The regular general admission are $20, and then kids 10 and under are $10.
And it's at St. John's Gymnasium at 1140 West River Road in North Elyria. And you guys are really expecting a huge, huge crowd for this particular show, are you not? You mentioned a number earlier. I'm not sure if I should repeat that, but I know you guys are looking for a pretty big number at this event.
Absolutely. We had 350 last time with Billy Gunn, and we're looking to break that record, so hopefully about 400.
And that's a pretty cool VIP package also, because not only does that get you into the front row, you get to meet all the stars beforehand.
Absolutely. You get to meet Laredo Kid. You get to meet Sanjay Dutt, DJ Z, Ray Otos, who's Dragon Azteca Jr. from Lucha Underground, Colin Delaney, myself, Johnny Dynamite, and all the big stars.
Where can our fans go in order to find out more about information on tickets and all that other good stuff for the show?
Maximum Assault Wrestling on Facebook. You can also find me on Facebook, David Tower. But Maximum Assault Wrestling.
All right, very cool stuff. Well, David, thanks so much for coming in the studio. And he's been nice enough to give us some tickets that we're going to give away a little bit later in the show. As a matter of fact, you in a giving mood?
Sure, why
all
not?
Right. We're going to give away 2 now. We'll give away 2 a little bit later. So if you call 440-322-0930, we've got a couple of general admission tickets to give away to the Maximum Assault Wrestling 6th anniversary show coming up on Saturday, September 16th. David, thank you so much for spending some time with us here.
Thank you, guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you very much.
All righty, time for a break. We'll come right back after this on AM 930 WEOL.
Here's the Chronicle, Scott Petrak, talking about BrownZone.com.
Yeah, it's our new website, and it's going to be all Browns, all day, all the time. If you go to BrownZone.com, it'll have everything I've written recently and in the past. It'll have video, podcasts, photos. It'll have my Twitter feed. There's going to be a place for a mailbag if people have questions. There'll be polls.